Today is Friday, the 25th of August, 2017, and you have tuned in to the Geeky Gay Show. My name is Adam, and I'm your host. Hello, everyone. This is a personal journal podcast where I talk about my life, my adventures, and whatever, basically whatever I want to talk about. It's my little bit of a creative outlet by myself. So, you know, I do another show called Dubious Intent that actually may or may not go on just a tiny little hiatus. It's been hard for me. I don't know. It's been really busy and it's been difficult for me to schedule people and to figure out, I have something in my throat. Sorry, I hope that goes away. I have some phlegm in I just ate and I have some phlegm in my throat. Anyway, so I don't know. If you listen to Dubious Intent, it's not gone. I'm not pod fading, and it's, you know, I will have a show with a co-host, but it's been difficult to plan co-hosts, to, you know, to actually plan the segments, and I want it, you know, it's easier just to sit down all by myself and, you know, just talk randomly, just ramble into a microphone, you know, over the course of 20 minutes, rather than to plan an hour to an hour and a half show. And I want to thank Christina for joining me for the last episode. Christina, formerly of Greetings from Nowhere, joined me in the last episode. And you should go listen. It's a lot of the episode is a crazy story about her life recently, which if you're a fan of Greetings from Nowhere, you won't have heard that because Greetings from Nowhere has gone away. So anyway, since the last time, you know, I talked a lot about Facebook and in the last episode, and I just want to say, I want to reiterate, you know, that when I recorded, I believe it was Monday, it was either Sunday or Monday when I recorded. And, it's so funny because I don't usually stalk people on Facebook. Like, I'm friends with people on Facebook, and you know, Facebook does that annoying thing now where it's like, oh, you may want to follow this person, you know? And so you go in and oh, by the way, there's another thing that annoys me about Facebook since I'm actually just talking about Facebook. Have you guys noticed that when you first load the Facebook app, and I'm not sure if it's the same on the web page or not, because most of the time I'm pulling it up on my phone, but have you noticed that when you load the Facebook app, there's going to be like a post at the top, and you'll start to read that post at the top, and then Facebook loads, and that post goes away, and it like refreshes to the most recent thing. So it's like there's some sort of caching that went on, and it, you know, there was a post there, and then I start reading it. I'm interested in it, right? And then all of a sudden, bang, it's gone. And I can't find it. Like, I scroll down because Facebook is no longer chronological, right? They just pick random shit they want to put in your timeline. And so I scroll down, and 9 times out of 10, that post is not there at all. And I can't find it, and then I don't get to read. And this is true. You know, they put up those nice little helpful, oh, here's a memory, Adam, that you might want to share with all of your friends, or here's an ad that you might like. And you start reading it, and you're like, oh, I think I want to share that. And it disappears, and you can't find them. Like, the memory is gone. Anyway, it drives me crazy. But so Facebook, you know, mostly I just kind of interact with Facebook. I do whatever Facebook tells me to do, right? It says, oh, Adam, you may want to follow this person. I'm like, oh, Facebook, thank you. I think I do want to follow that person. And I follow them. But it also gives me people, it's kind of eerie because it gives me people like at my church. And I'm not friends with anyone on Facebook that I go to church with. I'm not friends with any of my family on Facebook. No one that would be associated with anyone at church am I a friend with. But somehow Facebook, because they're tracking where I'm going, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I guess they track that I'm every Wednesday, I'm at orchestra rehearsal at First Baptist Church Rogers, And every Sunday morning, I'm also at First Baptist Church Rogers. So they're like, oh, Adam must go to this church. And they go, oh, here are all these people. And I get all these orchestra members who are in church with me. It's so crazy. And I'm not going to friend them because, hello, I mean, I go to a Baptist church. They're going to like stone me in the square. So it was really cool, though, because, you know, all of a sudden I get this friend request from this guy who I went to. I didn't even go to college. It's so funny. I didn't go to college with him. He just hung around all of us because at Ole Miss, there was an we called it the LGBA, lesbian, gay, bisexual association. And so a lot of the people around the surrounding towns, even if they didn't go to the actual university, they would come to the LGBA meetings and or GLBA. I can't remember now. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So they would come to those meetings and we would have parties and we would have different events and stuff like that. And so I met this guy through that and he just randomly friended me on Facebook. And that's how I went down this Facebook, you know, path of I decided I was going to look at the friends of him, his friends, and then I found another friend who I was really good friends with in college who I had lost track of, and so I friended that person. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll go in and I'll look at that person's friends. So I'm stalking other people's friends to, like, find friends. And but it led me to think about the fact that Tiffany, one of my really good friends from college, and we played in band together. She was my roommate for a summer, and we used to smoke cloves together. I mean, that's kind of a random thing. I never inhaled, by the way, but we would, she really liked to smoke clove cigarettes. And so when she would drink, or, you know, when we needed to have girl chat or whatever we called it, she would have a pack of clove cigarettes and we would go out on the little patio area of my apartment and we would smoke a clove, or when we went to the bar. And the reason I did it is because I liked the way they tasted on my lips. So I would, you know, I would just suck the smoke into my mouth and then blow it back out. I guess she inhaled, I don't know. And anyway, so she was a really good friend of mine. You know, we lived together for 6 months or however long, maybe not six, maybe 3 or 4 months, but we lived together for a while. We were in band together. I always hung out with her, like on band trips and stuff like that. And she would go to the GLBA, I think it was GLBA, but anyway, she would go to those meetings as well. And she also knew the mysterious ex. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, I didn't realize it, but he's on her friends list on Facebook. But anyway, regardless, I had talked to her last year and I said, when I went, I think I talked on the podcast about the fact that Mark and I went to an Ole Miss football game last November when we went to Nashville, but then on the way back, we drove through Oxford, Mississippi and went to a game. And it made me really want to play with the band again. And I know they have a band alumni day. So I talked to Tiffany in November. I was like, girl, we have to go. We haven't seen each other in like 14 years. And she still looks exactly the same, even though I think she has 2 or 3 children now. But she looks exactly the same as she did in college. And I said, we've got to get together and we've got to go play. I was like, do you still have your clarinet? Because she played clarinet. And I'm like, we've got to go play in the band. So I messaged her the other day because I was going down this Facebook rabbit hole and I remembered that we had said we were going to the band day or the band alumni day. So I messaged her. I'm like, hey, are we going to this? And she's like, maybe, you know. And then she always, I don't know why, but when we were hanging out all the time, she used to say this thing, do I have to wear pants? And she talked in a really girly voice, like a really young girl voice. And she's like, no pants, no pants, no pants day or whatever. You know, I don't know. It was just her thing. So she said, if I go, do I have to wear pants? I'm like, I don't know. You can do whatever you want. So anyway, so we got to talking about it and she said, yeah, let's do it. So she looked on their band webpage and found the dates. And there's like the whole day before, there's like a rehearsal, there's a dinner, there's a party. Then, you know, we actually do the whole in the grove in front of the student center. The band warms up and then plays a pep rally. So the alumni band, you know, the alumni members join the band for that. We walk over to the stadium. We sit with the band. It's going to be really fun. I hope whatever game it is that we win, because that'd be really sucky to go in and lose. But anyway, we're going to get a hotel, and I don't know if we're going to stay in the same room or not, but maybe. And we're going to hang out, and it's going to be fun. And I'm really excited about it. And I know that's geeky, but I loved being in band, and I haven't seen Tiffany in 14 years or however long it's been since we graduated. So it's going to be really fun, I think. Other than that, you know, nothing really happens during the week, I just want to say. So it's hard to have fresh new content. Like, you know, I understand, and I know I mentioned this on several shows, why Fatty like reads his grocery list. And he tells you what coupons he used, and he, you know, he goes over every gentleman, and I don't even have gentleman callers, you know. So he goes over every gentleman caller in detail and reads people's birthdays, and, you know, because it's hard when you're recording during the week and nothing. I mean, I go to work, and I'm assuming you guys don't want to hear work drama. And then, you know, I come home, we work out generally every day, 6 days a week. And then we watch Big Brother, or we watch TV, and we eat dinner, which is usually some diet food because I'm always on a diet. And then we go to bed. So not a lot happens. But one thing that did happen is Mark has been playing the Powerball. So the Powerball, I don't even know Powerball. He's been playing Powerball with his friends. And so he goes to the gas station, and they always do it when the amount gets really high. And I've never been a big lottery player, but we go and get the tickets. And because they're all kind of doing a pool, and they're doing, I don't know, it's like six or seven of them. They're doing $10 or $15 a piece. So we're buying all these quick pick tickets, you know, and I didn't know anything about it. And so then, because that's how we are, we enter the numbers into a spreadsheet. And then when the Powerball is selected, he puts the Powerball number in there, and he has a formula set to highlight the numbers that match, you know. So we're sitting on, you know, this is one thing we're doing this week. The day before they drew the numbers, I was sitting there with the tickets in my hand, and I was reading them off to him. 5, 21, 36, 49, 63, 2. You know, or whatever. And then he calls it back to me. He enters it in the spreadsheet, and then he calls it back to me. So we've done this twice now recently, because he was elected to be the one to actually go in and, you know, get the numbers, to go buy the tickets and then determine if they won or not. And I don't know if you guys were watching. This was a 700 and some odd million dollar prize. So then the day that they draw it, we look back at the spreadsheet. You know, he puts in the numbers. We look back at the spreadsheet. We've won nothing. Because I put in money, too, because, I mean, hey, you know, that was a lot of money. I mean, on the off chance that even if we win a million, I mean, that's over $100,000 a person, right, if there's six or seven people. I mean, after taxes, maybe not. Maybe it's $80,000 or $90,000, but still. You know, there was a $2 million prize, but I never win anything, so probably they didn't win because I was in the group. Because I seriously never win anything. But so we sat down, we did it, and it was like, wah, wah, wah. We didn't win anything. The last week, he won $8, or the group won $8, and they had all agreed if they won a small amount that they would just take that amount. And they would go back and they would just buy more tickets with that amount until the big drawing. And then I heard on the news that this woman, this like 52-year-old woman in Massachusetts, won the entire amount. She took the lump sum. She is now richer than Taylor Swift because she's won all of this money. And I'm going to admit, I'm jealous. I'm jealous. That's a song. But I want to win $430 million after taxes. I don't know what I would do. But I really have got to think of like a get rich quick scheme. I want to be wealthy. I'm not wealthy. I know that Baron, I know that many of the Pride 48 members make jokes about me, you know, making the big bucks and being in the 1% in Arkansas. I mean, actually, I don't know that it would be that hard to be in the 1% in Arkansas. I don't know if I am, but I don't imagine that it would be very difficult. I saw this thing on Facebook, of course, that there was an article about what $100 is worth in each of the 50 states. And the poorest state that the $100 was worth would buy you the most, I believe, was Mississippi. And it was worth like $117 or something. And Alabama, I think, was the next one. And it was like $115. And then Arkansas was number three. And we were $113 or something like that, $114. So for every $100 I make, I can buy $14 more worth of crap if I go to Walmart or Amazon or anything else. And anyway, but I'm not, and I want to be. I mean, look, I don't want to be. I do not want to be selfish. I do not want to be materialistic. But I would like to be able to just travel, you know, buy things, you know, just do whatever I want to do without being burdened by this, having to make this paycheck all the time. I mean, I just want a lump sum of money in the bank somewhere, you know, maybe invested in some stocks, just earning me money that I can just, you know, travel. I can do as many podcasts as I want and as I want to do and not have to worry about, you know, where that money is going to come from. Like how I'm going to live. I can buy more podcasting equipment. I could build a studio that's even nicer than the one I have. I could pay a co-host since I can't find a permanent. There are plenty of people who want to co-host with me on Dubious Intent. No one has volunteered to be a full-time co-host, but there are plenty of people who want to be in the rotation. So I'm not having a problem with that. But anyway, I would love to have a big, large sum of money. And we watch this show called The Wall. And you have to, I was thinking, I need to think of a bunch of charitable stuff to do because you can't get on this show unless they think you're worthy. So it's like, you know, how much money have you given to charity? Or, you know, are you poor and are you a social worker? Or have you started some foundation out of your garage or something like that? And then they bring you on the show and basically there's this big wall and these balls drop down into various amounts and there are different rounds. You have to answer questions, but there's a green ball that adds money to your amount and then there's a red ball that takes it away. And your partner is during the question answering section, your partner is locked away in a room. And at the end, they have to either sign a contract to take the amount you had before the question section, and they know that, or they know what you started with, or they tear up the contract to take what's on the wall. Well, the wall might be zero, or it could be millions of dollars. And so we watch this, and I'm like, how are we going to get on that show? And I keep telling Mark, I'm like, look, if we get on that show, I'm telling you, I am not signing the contract. We are going to get whatever's on the wall. So you better figure out how to make that ball drop to the large amounts because I'm not signing the contract. But the first two or three episodes of this show, because it's new this year, people won lots of money. And I've noticed the past, you know, 3, 4, 5 episodes, people have been going away with less and less and less. And even one couple went away with zero. And I was like, they just put the big amounts at the beginning to draw people in and make you think, ooh, I want to watch this show because people win big bucks on it. And then, of course, now they're playing the ones that are more realistic where people, you know, they walk away with nothing. I don't know. So if you guys know any way that I can, I don't know, I'll even work hard. I mean, even a job where I could make millions of dollars, sure, I'll do it. Whatever. Or if there's a quick way, an easy way. Or if you guys want to send me, you know, $430 million, that would be great. Anyway, nothing else really happened this week. I had an orchestra last night because it started back, and we have our, what they call a retreat, where we get ready for Christmas, and we kind of start learning all the music for the fall, and we have that tonight. So that'll be fun. Other than that, I'm just getting ready to travel to Seattle, and I'm going to buy my ticket to the Philippines for next year soon, so we'll talk all about that. But anyway, for more information and more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can hear my other podcast, dubiousintent.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 229-234-7587. I would love to have any kind of contact, so please, guys, email, call, whatever. You can also... something else. Oh, more GLBA, LGBT-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll see you guys next week. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.